Thanks for waking up with WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us here on WKOK Sunrise. It's been a super week for our fabulous producer, Mr. Rob Center, taking good care of us, and Matt Cotrillo over in the newsroom. In the studio with us now, Chris Kerwin is back. I'm glad to say we interview him from time to time about Capital Concerts, Inc. and his work with that nonprofit entity that is putting on concerts at the Capitol each year on Memorial Day. And not only is he a volunteer with them, well, maybe that's treasurer gets a stipend. Do you get
a little bit?
A little bit. Okay, so they cover your gas. You're treasurer of Capital Concerts, Inc., so not ceremoniously, but you understand a spreadsheet and you keep the dollars lined up, right?
It's part of my responsibility to support the operation and the chief financial officer and the whole business side.
Make sure that Lockheed and all these other folks that want to contribute do so, and that their money keeps you in the black.
And to fully account to them for the contributions that they make.
What happens to it? Capital Concerts, Inc., folks may see the concert Sunday night. You get to see it on PBS at 8 o'clock this Sunday night, live for 90 minutes with lots of features and music, and I just think it's a fascinating thing to watch each year. It's a tradition at our house. So that's going to take place, but Capital Concerts is not put on by the government. It's not a PBS function. Capital Concerts, Inc.
PBS distributes the program to its stations across the country. Capital Concerts is a nonprofit organization that seeks grants and sponsorships for this purpose and for the similar concert on the 4th of July. And I might mention, Mark, that not only is it on at 8 o'clock and Channel 44 locally, Channel 33 out of Hershey, but it is rebroadcast at 9:30 following the live broadcast. And also, the past couple of years, it's live streamed on PBS.org, Facebook, and YouTube, and available for 2 weeks following the show for those who might miss it or those folks who have cut the cable.
Mm-hmm. Or those folks overseas.
Yes, it also is broadcast over the American Forces Network around the world to military installations and to ships at sea. So there's an opportunity for servicemen and women and military families across the world to see this program.
Purpose of this weekend's concert?
Well, it's a combination of documentary footage and dramatic readings and uplifting music. It's a night when America honors Americans, those that have provided the military service and sacrifice, both men and women in uniform. But we also remember the families, because behind every service man and woman is a family. And so they provide tremendous support, and they, of course, are separated at times. And when the ultimate sacrifice is paid, their lives, of course, change forever as well.
We're paying tribute to our nation's war dead on Memorial Day, and this concert will call attention to, we'll do some celebration, but we're going to call attention solemnly to sacrifice.
Yes, and the stories tell of the tremendous bravery. This year in particular is the 75th anniversary of D-Day. And one of the performers involved in that particular segment of the show will be Sam Elliott, who recently was in A Star Is Born, and he will portray the first-person account of a medic who landed on the beach at Normandy on D-Day and his heroic sacrifices. And he is still alive. His name is Ray Lambert, and he'll be at the program on the Capitol lawn on Sunday evening. And he will be remembered for what he did, and it's quite a story. I don't want to provide a spoiler alert, but it certainly will be an interesting observation of service and sacrifice and a true teaching moment to people to understand the real horrors of war and those who spent so much time and volunteered to help America stay free.
And Mr. Lambert will watch that and say, we did what we were trained to do.
And in numerous interviews, which are available online at capitalconcerts.org and pbs.org, you'll see him say those exact words. I just was an ordinary guy. And, of course, our country is about a lot of ordinary people doing extraordinary things. And his story is just one of the ones we will tell the world about on Sunday night. Another one will be about, this is the 50th year of Vietnam, and those veterans will be present. There'll be a number of them there, and we're going to tell the story of two Vietnam buddies who meet at the wall every year on Memorial Day, and that story will be told by co-host Joe Mantegna from Criminal Minds and the actor Dennis Haysbert, who are going to be involved in the show. And it'll be a real moment because it's come to be that those who served in Vietnam were never really appreciated when they returned. We all know that to be true. The country was in a divisive time about that whole struggle. And what this segment of the show intends to do is to say to the Vietnam veterans and their families, thank you, we love you.
And we appreciate your service and your sacrifice. You're also, this concert, and somehow you're going to appropriately talk about broken promises. We promise veterans you sacrifice and serve for us, and we, when you return, will sacrifice and serve you. But we don't do remarkably well at that. We allow mental health concerns and PTSD to go untreated. We allow VAs to thrive for some individuals, but not serve as many as for whom there is a need.
Mental health care is so important to veterans and active duty service members as well. Few may realize, but about 20 veterans a day take their own lives, a consistently higher rate than the normal population, the civilian population. And in 2018, the U.S. military itself experienced its highest number of active duty personnel suicides in at least the last 6 years. And suicide among younger veterans is increasing astronomically. We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what can be done. And we're going to also portray a revisit to a 2013 show segment, including a gentleman from Carbondale, who he and his twin brother served in the National Guard overseas, and his twin brother committed suicide upon return. So Earl Granville is going to talk about military suicide. He's taken that on as a personal effort to help. So he's going to be at the show talking about those things and what can be done. This whole program is an awakening, trying to get the civilian population to really support our military families who have lost servicemen and women, and also support those who are serving, because those who are serving are important too. So there'll be a lot of things woven through the program. This is the 30th anniversary of this program. It's been around for 30 years on the West Lawn of the Capitol. So it's a very important moment in that regard too. And some of the stars who'll be there will be speaking to and singing to those particular themes of hope, of love for our military service, of the service and sacrifice. People like Patti LaBelle, who's a Grammy Award-winning singer, country star Gavin DeGraw, Christopher Jackson, who's starred in Hamilton and is on Bull on the TV show. Alison Krauss will be there, as well as Amber Riley, who was in Glee. A lot of these people come to help support this particular cause, non-political, just in commemoration of those who have served, of those who have given the ultimate sacrifice, and those who are serving currently, to remember those families and the personal sacrifice, the children who are without parents, the brothers who have lost brothers, the sisters who have lost sisters, the mothers and fathers who have lost sons and daughters. It's a very important moment. And it's on Sunday evening, which is really critical, I wish to mention, because Memorial Day has become the start of summer for so many people. It's lost its significance in some way. It's become commercialized as the best time to go buy a new car, to go buy, to start the barbecue, etc. And those are important things for families to do. But sit down Sunday night, watch this show, and then more importantly, we urge everyone who can hear this program to get up Monday morning, go to the parade in town. go to the cemetery and listen to the speaker. And if you can't do that, just take some time Monday and take your son or daughter's hand and walk through the cemetery and just read some gravestones. It's an amazing, amazing, eye-opening experience to see the people who are buried there and what they did.
Well, and look at the graves from a look across the cemetery and see the accumulated image of all of the American flags. And you look at one cemetery stone and you see a flag, but look across, just in the local cemetery, you see 100 flags, and look in the next town cemetery and there's another 100 flags. So, and we are at a time when soldiers are deployed. You know, I think this and part of this, there's a currency to all of this.
Absolutely. Just recently, some men lost their lives in Afghanistan, and one was a very well-respected fireman from New York City, and that was, of course, made the news. It's just never forget that we're constantly on guard around the world, protecting what we value so much, our freedom.
What happens Sunday night? Please make a pitch for folks to tune in.
Please tune in Sunday night, 8 o'clock, on your local PBS station, or crank up the computer to PBS.org, YouTube, Facebook, and watch the concert with family, especially with younger people, so they understand what really sacrifice is all about.
And what this country is all about.
Absolutely.
We're going to really super celebrate this country itself on the 4th.
Yes, we are.
And our independence.
Yes, we are.
But in this particular case, Memorial Day, all about honoring individuals and families who have given the ultimate sacrifice. Thank you so much, Chris.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Chris, a Northumberland native?
Still there.
Oh, still there. Okay. I know you visit Florida from time to time. I'm never quite sure where you are. Valley native, treasurer of Capital Concerts, Inc., which is the nonprofit group that's overseeing the concerts on Memorial Day and on the 4th of July, 8 p.m. Sunday on WVIA. But, of course, check your local listings. And if you got a stream in TV, smart TVs know precisely what to do. Just tell them how to find the Capitol concert.